What is up, boys and girls, everything in between? It's Bear with us. I'm Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
Hello there, darling. Howdy-ho, Ranger Joe.
I feel like it's going to be one of those days. Already, before we even sat down in the studio, as I was seated in my car awaiting your arrival, I thought to myself, this is going to definitely be one of those days.
What does that mean? It's
well,
just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Wow, you went full Fred Durst within 30 seconds of this podcast. That's exactly what I had in mind when I said this is going to be one of those days. No show last week because life has been happening.
It's been insane.
At a very rapid pace. It has been exhausting for both of us. You, however, have not been home.
In 2.5 weeks. I've been home not even one full day in 2.5 weeks. Tomorrow will be my only full day home in 3 weeks.
That's ridiculous.
Which is f***ing insane. This has just been the wildest, craziest few weeks, craziest month.
And the good news is, it doesn't slow down in
any
capacity.
We get married in 16 days!
16 days away from our nuptials. Before we get there,
days.
The busiest week of our professional lives, yes. Each and every year.
WrestleMania.
So we have been limited on the amount of time we have been present with one another,
yeah.
Let alone being able to record. So we're going to make this one count because This is going to be the last one for a bit.
About a month. Yeah, maybe a little over a month.
We're going on a bit of a hiatus. We're going to call this a mid-season break. This
yeah,
is
not
season
like
two.
Last time.
Yeah, it won't be as long. It won't be months and months and months and months. This will be because we are going to be getting married, going on a honeymoon, trying to enjoy our lives to the best of our ability. So we're coming at you strong and delirious this morning.
We should be back the end of April. So yeah, it'll be just about a month.
Yeah, we've learned not to drop any sort of hard dates because everything is subject to change. But that's the goal. But before we leave you, let's just enjoy this. Let's make this one count.
So
lots to get to.
So much has happened. It's been, like you said, a crazy few weeks. We haven't been around each other. I want to address something, and I'm going to be open and honest about it. A lot of you have complained or inquired about the YouTube.
Oh, you're going to bring this up. Yeah. I was debating. Am I going to ask you about this? Are you going to be honest or
of
am I going
to
be getting kicked under the table while I speak it?
I'm always honest on this here podcast.
Off the podcast, not so much.
No, but it doesn't mean we have
you're
nothing to hide
on liar.
This. I have nothing to hide. So we weren't here last week, but the week prior, I was coming to you live from the Slut Hut, and I had just landed. It was a crazy f***ing week. Oh, my God, my potty mouth. Sorry, Peter. Is that a lot of work? I had to edit these beeps out today. But I looked like garbage, like hot garbage. I had not slept, just like today. But I don't know. I was just feeling insecure that week. And we got the video back, and I went to go upload it to our YouTube, and I was like, nope, not happening.
Which
no
is ridiculous
way.
To me. This is why I was going to bring it up, because you have made great strides and been very open about how you want to normalize being yourself and not needing makeup and that everyone can be beautiful naturally.
Right.
And I didn't see anything wrong with it. When you told me that, I was baffled, and I almost argued with you until I realized very quickly that I wasn't going to win that argument.
I was not.
So because of Leah's self-consciousness, you all, our faithful listeners, were deprived of the YouTube
aspect. I just looked so tired, so gross, so disgusting. And the light, like at least in here, the lighting is good. It's professional. I was at the Slut Hut. The only thing I had was the sunshine, and I felt great
about
that.
It's all neon signs. And
but it was just not a good look, and I was feeling insecure. I was just like, no, I'm not uploading this and subjecting myself to be like, oh my God, Leah, like, sound tired. What's wrong with your dark circles? Listen, I was born with dark circles. They are in me. They are part of me. I obsess over them. I do whatever I can to try to get rid of them, but it is what it is. And when people point it out, it drives me nuts. I'm aware of it. We all have our crosses to bear. I know it's not the end of the world. I was feeling insecure that week. Just didn't want to put myself out to that. Subject myself to that. And I'm being open. I'm owning it.
Okay.
And that's that.
So all of you who are deeply disappointed in your lack of ability to enjoy Matt and Leah visually.
That's not me.
And I actually feel like there was, I think we referenced in the episode, there was quite a bit of, there was boob shaking.
Oh, there was a lot of shimmying.
There was lots of things that would have done very, very well on the tube of you. But alas, we are back here in the studio where everything makes sense.
Yes.
In great professional hands. And I'm being perfectly honest. While we're being honest, I've got no idea what we're doing today.
My
brain is all over the place. We just came literally from the airport, dropped Leah off so she could change, so you can go to the gym when we're done here. Yes. I still have not been home to reset. So I'm kind of running on fumes right now.
Well, join the f***ing club. Another one. And another one. Okay, I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
We're about to be married in 16 days.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I am excited. I am legitimately excited to enjoy the fruits of our labor, your labor, because I've been very forward about the fact that you've handled all of the heavy lifting regarding this day. But it's your day. This is your.
It's
you know,
our day.
It is our day.
I don't like when people say, "Oh, it's your day." No, it's our day. What am I marrying myself? I mean, we did get married last week, technically. In Florida.
Oh, yeah. Technically,
we got our marriage license.
Technically, yeah. Well, it's not signed yet by the officiant, so it's not legal and binding just yet. But we had television in Florida and decided, because Leah is never home and basically does not live with me anymore, we needed to get our marriage license in the state of Florida while we were there for work.
Because that's where we're getting married, in Florida, if we didn't say that yet. Did we say that?
I don't know.
But we're getting married in Florida. In 16 days.
So we had to get our marriage license in Florida. We happened to be there for work purposes and decided to double up. I made some crazy travel rearrangements so that I could get there in time to go to the court clerk, whatever you want to consider that, before I had to be at work to do actual work. And we get to the courthouse
clerk office. Well, I specifically made an appointment at this clerk at this courthouse because you could make an appointment, because you know it's like almost the DMV. When you go to the DMV, you have to pick a number, wait in line, you don't know how long it's going to take. But I specifically made an appointment here because it was the only place they would take appointments. So I was like, this is perfect, we can just pop right in before we have to go to work, it'll be easy. We walk in and the woman's all, "Do you have an appointment?" I said, "Yes, 10:15. What's the last name?" "Vandale." "I don't see you here."
The reason Leah's appointment was unable to be located was because Leah scheduled it for 10:15 the following Monday, when we would not have been in Florida. Right. It would not have been possible because we were in Chicago last night.
Yeah, it was. Listen, it's been insane. My schedule has been wild. I have not been home. I've been planning the wedding, working, like a million things. It just slipped through the cracks. I feel like I'm just going insane here with all of this work, and I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, I've been overwhelmed the last few weeks. I don't think I've been a bridezilla, have I?
No, you haven't been a bridezilla. I will give you credit for that. You have been different.
Yes, 1,000%.
Very different.
I'm overwhelmed.
I understand that. I'm not faulting you. I'm just, you're asking me how I'm feeling, and it all kind of ties in that I'm excited. Like, this wedding is going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting. Our closest friends and family will be there. I cannot wait to get on the beach in Hawaii and really, really enjoy this and, you know, celebrate, etc. I mean, is it consummation when we consummate it like regularly? We consummated it last night.
But we're not married yet.
Oh, okay.
Consummate the marriage.
Yeah, I know what that means. I just didn't know if it was technically consummated prior to the... I'm all over the place right now.
Yeah, clearly. So
yeah, don't derail me. I'm feeling a little, because you've been, and you've admitted it, and we've talked about it, you're overwhelmed. But when you feel overwhelmed, you're not yourself.
Right.
And I'm, in my mind, like, I've got the angel and the devil on my shoulder right now going, all right, we're going to get to the wedding, and she's going to exhale, and we're going to have an amazing time, and I'm going to have my Leah back.
But the other part of me. Fine.
You ask me how I'm feeling.
Okay, go.
Your therapist can't cut you off.
I'm done. Go else.
The other side of me is, oh no, is it going to be this way to the wedding and then beyond? Because now we're married and now you don't feel the obligation to put your best foot forward.
You.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm telling you a legitimate, and I'm sure.
You're really concerned about that.
I'm talking about the whole dynamic of a relationship can change. Speaking from experience, I'm not saying that it's the case with you, but in the back of my mind, I'm going, obviously the person that you marry the day that you get married is not going to be the person you are married to 10 years down the line because everyone grows and adapts and changes. I'm just saying it's a legitimate concern for anybody to not worry, but realize like, oh, okay, that there's a phrase that the honeymoon is over in the English lexicon, because that's what that means. The honeymoon's over. It's now reality kicks in. And I think it's kind of like a mental preparation to where it's like, oh, okay, well, once we come back from Hawaii, and again, I'm not expecting it to happen in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is. There's that change where it's like, oh, well, I don't really have to do that anymore. Like, we're married now. I don't foresee that.
I've never been that type of person.
But you understand what I'm saying, and you see why.
Well, could say the same thing.
You absolutely could. This isn't a one-sided thing. Yeah. You're getting all upset and fired up. I can see it in your eyes. I'm not meaning this from a negative. I'm saying this as someone who has been through it once before on a negative side, to where I'm just like, oh, I think a lot of people have that concern. You could very well have that concern that a month from now I could be Al Bundy and just never leave the house and never have any ambition and just kind of want to sit around and live and
what
exist.
Is that different than what you do now?
Fun. You understand what I'm saying, though? It's exclusive to you for me. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have that concern because it does happen. Mm-hmm. That's a real, real concern I think everybody should have, or not should, but it's a reasonable concern to have.
Okay, well, from my perspective, I feel like you don't realize how f***ing good you have it. I've been a saint doing all of this.
I agree.
And doing everything. I haven't been crazy. I haven't gotten mad at you. We haven't even gotten an argument over the wedding. I've been a saint with all of it.
I agree.
And I've been legitimately working my ass off for our job. It has nothing to do with like us or anything like that. On top of doing my one, on top of helping with the podcast, on top of our show, on top of everything. And then on top of it, still trying to be a good fiance, still trying to be there and be like, I feel like I'm spread so thin. And sometimes you take that as a personal attack on you when I'm feeling overwhelmed. And it's instead, sometimes I just want you to be like, babe, I know you're overwhelmed. I got you. But instead, you get extra needy. You get to this point where you're like, I need this from you. I need that from you because you're being like this. And most of the time, I can overcompensate for my overwhelmed feeling and feeling exhausted and feeling everything and be like, well, I know Matt's going to be mad at me because I'm so overwhelmed. I need to be there for him so he doesn't think it has anything to do with him. And it's like I'm going above and beyond.
Right.
I can tell you want to say something, but let me just finish. I go above and beyond rather than sometimes all I want is for you to be like, babe, I know you're overwhelmed. Is there anything I can do? Instead, it's like, well, you're not talking to me. You're not doing this. Why are you acting like this? Why? Like, instead of sometimes I just need you to be like, babe, it's all good. It's going to be fine. And not be sitting there in your head being like, well, why is she mad at me? Why is she not talking to me? She must be this. Why should it's like, you know me by now, it has nothing to do with you. It's me feeling overwhelmed, the fact that I haven't been home in 2 weeks, the fact that I've been busting my ass planning this wedding, the fact that I've been busting my ass at work, the fact that I've been trying to go above and beyond, make sure when I am home, being present with the kids and being present with you. And it's a lot for one person to take on. And I feel sometimes like you take it take it personally when you know by now. It has nothing to do. I'm about to marry you. We have a home together. We are building a future together. We're building a life together. But you take it personal.
But the biggest variable has been that you have not been physically near me.
Right.
And we've talked about it on this show about love languages. Mine is quality time. I have had zero quality time
and
with
it's
you.
Out of my hands.
And I understand that. I'm not faulting you.
But you take it out on me.
Oh, I got. Who else am I going to take it
instead
out on?
Just,
who else am I going to talk to about
sometimes
it?
Just being understanding and like biting your tongue and just being like, I really wish I could have quality time with Leah. So long as she's actively choosing to be away from me, but instead I'm adding on to her plate of stress rather than taking some stuff off her plate.
Sure. Well, that to me is, I'm not saying that this is the right perspective. My perspective as it pertains to this particular issue with you being on the road, you being gone, I am trying to communicate to you how I'm feeling.
But it comes off you're being needy. Like, why aren't you talking to me? Why are you doing this? Why are you acting like that? It's like, babe, you know I'm obsessed with you. You know I love you. I don't know why you even question my commitment or love for you if I'm just overwhelmed.
Because, again, you haven't been, it's different. You get overwhelmed all the time. This is a regular discussion we have. It's fine. But 99% of the time.
I don't get overwhelmed all the time.
You get overwhelmed pretty regularly.
No, I don't.
You get in these moods where you're like, oh, I just need to be alone for.
Because I handle all of our for the most part. And it's a lot.
Can you stop defending yourself? Because I'm not accusing you of anything. Ugh. I'm trying to make a point. And ultimately, this is going to make you look good. Ride with me.
I don't care about how I look.
Ride through the story with me.
You drive me
nuts.
I
am trying to explain to you. I am trying to communicate rather than bottle things up. Because as you and I both know, I was a professional at that. Yeah. I bottle things up so deeply and so I'm overcrowded inside that I explode. And as to prevent that, I try to tell you what's on my mind. Is it right? Not always. Is it sometimes ridiculous and petty? Sure. But I'm feeling like I need to communicate it to you to prevent a major explosion where, okay, I know you're overwhelmed. I know you're stressed out. I know you're doing all these different things. I'm going to keep biting my tongue, keep biting my tongue, keep biting my tongue. And then you forget to put the something in the refrigerator and I lose my mind over, you know what I mean? I bottle it up and it finally explodes. So I'm trying to keep the communication open. We talk about the love languages. This is something that we took the test, and I knew nothing about these love languages until you brought them to my attention. But the more I think about it, the more I realize I think it's pretty dead on. My love language is quality time, and the second is physical touch. You have been in a different state for about 80% of the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I do not have quality time. I do not have physical touch. Usually, if you're overwhelmed, we can go out, we can hang out on the couch, we at least go to bed together. Get that physical touch. And I'm not saying like sex. I'm just saying I can touch you. I can, you know, hold you. I can kiss you, that sort of thing. That goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So now you're overwhelmed for very valid reasons. I'm not diminishing that or trying to undersell that. But I haven't had any of what I need from mm-hmm. that perspective.
But you see it as just what you need. Rather than thinking about what I need.
I'm just explaining to you why I am the way I am. This has nothing to do. You keep
deflecting to me. I get it. You're over explaining. I understand. I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is you're just sitting here talking about the things that you need. Rather than thinking like, okay, well, what does Leah need?
That's not what I'm doing at all. I am explaining. I am verbalizing why I'm coming across the way that I do to you. It has nothing to do with you. Okay. Anybody could be sitting in the chair.
Right.
There could be no one in the chair. This is me saying why I get in these moods, why I get in these headspaces, why I get, there's conflict at times or why there's tension is because on Matt's side of the fence, mm-hmm. you can be Wilson. Mm-hmm. I only need to see there. That's what's going on. That's right. All. I'm just trying to... Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it.
That's all.
I get that. I get that. But it adds more stress to my plate. And I feel like when you're overwhelmed, I try to go above and beyond it because I understand what you need. And I don't get mad at you. I don't try to add things on. And I understand what your explanation is very valid. I understand that's what you need. But I'm just saying that what I need sometimes when I'm overwhelmed is for you to put what you need aside and to just be like, okay, I know that this has nothing to do with me. Like, but the constant feeling and vibe I get from you when I'm overwhelmed is, well, that doesn't work for you because you need XYZ from me. And I'm just saying, you know I'm committed to you. You know I love you. And if I'm not giving it to you how you need it in that week that we're not together, It's because I'm feeling overwhelmed and I just want to cry. And I feel like I'm just going crazy and I can't be there for you the way you need me to because I have so much on my plate. And I'm just asking you to not add on in that 1 week. And I'm telling, like, if I'm, and I'm not trying to be selfish in this sense where I'm like, well, I need this. Like, I'm going above and beyond to try to be there for you. Right. And instead you're like, well, I need more.
But here's the deal, and I think people listening to this, I'm sure there's a handful that can at least relate to this. So much of what is overwhelming you has been self-imposed. Obviously, your schedule has been because of work.
Right.
You have no choice in the matter. You are doing the wedding thing, which I've offered to help, but I honestly don't know the first thing about what you need. You and the wedding planner have been working hand in hand. You guys have those bases covered. There have been a handful of times you said, hey, babe, I need you to look into this, or I need you to do that. And I knock it out, and then I don't think about it until the next thing. The reason that I have been standoffish at times over the past couple weeks is because you had to go to Florida to get your hair done. You had to go do this. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You're well within your rights to do it. But to me, it's like I can't sympathize with you to the exact extent maybe you want me to because – that's like me going, oh, well, I got to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other thing, and then I got to go to my friends, and then we're going to party, and then we got to wait.
That's absolutely not the same, though. I had to do a dress fitting where I got my dress in Florida.
Right.
I had to go do a trial for my hair where we're getting married,
sure,
in Florida.
Sure.
And I was already in Florida, so of course I'm just going to go right over there and get my hair done. It's not about me trying to go and party and do this and do that. You're saying you're comparing it to going hang out with your friend and going and partying. That's not the same.
You're right.
Take the 1 day of me getting my hair done because that was for me. Take that out of it. Other than that, everything was for the wedding or for work. That was the only reason why I was on the road. It had nothing to do with me doing anything for myself. It was for the wedding and for work, minus the 1 day of me sitting at the hair salon for 15 hours. And that was also for the wedding because I wanted to make sure my hair was perfect because I've gotten done in Pittsburgh and it f-ing sucks here. No offense, but I couldn't get my hair done and they f-ed it up several times. So I had to get it in Florida because it's our wedding. It's not like I'm like, oh, well, just for my own sake, I'm just going to go
the
pool.
So the day that you had things scheduled in Florida.
For the wedding.
Right. And they didn't happen as scheduled. So to me.
What do you mean they didn't happen as scheduled?
Your makeup.
Okay,
thing,
babe.
Listen,
no, I'm going to, because you keep saying this and I need my girls that are listening to hear me here. Okay. So the reason why I was in Florida at the Slut Hut, I had an appointment on Tuesday. I had to go for my dress fitting, okay? The dress fitting was where I got the dress, in Florida. And I'm not flying with my wedding dress. It's already in Florida. Had my wedding dress fitting. And then the next day, I had my hair trial and I had my makeup trial scheduled. I had my hair trial at 9 a.m. And the only time that the makeup artist could do my makeup trial was at 6 p.m. that day, okay? Long story short, one of my really good friends who does makeup in New York reached out to me and she's like, babe, I want to do your makeup for the wedding. Let's figure out how we can make this work. How can I fly in? Whatever, whatever. This was the day before my makeup trial. I had already put a deposit for my makeup for this other girl to do my makeup. And then when my really good friend was like offering to do my makeup and we're going to work out a deal as long as I fly her down there, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because I've been on a budget for the wedding. I'm not trying to like go broke planning a wedding. So I was like, I'm just going to have to use this girl in Florida. She's fine. It's not going to be as good as the girl who I really want to do it, but I'm trying to budget.
To
I don't care if she does. It's fine. So my friend was like, I'm going to do it. So I'm like, oh my God, I can cancel the girl in Florida. No offense to her. She already got my deposit and she didn't even have to do anything. So it's fine. It worked out for her. She completely understood. I went back on emails. It was fine. So Matt thinks that because I canceled my makeup appointment that I was in Florida just for my own freedom, even though I had my hair trial that day. And then this was on Wednesday. I had my hair trial at 9 and I was supposed to have the makeup trial at 6 p.m. that day. So the makeup trial was now canceled. Now tell me this. Do I now fly home on Wednesday? Wednesday evening, probably won't even get home till 10 p.m. and then have to fly out the next day on Thursday to go to work? Or do I just stay in Florida for Wednesday evening and fly to work on Thursday? And Matt was like, couldn't believe that I didn't come home or that I...
No.
You were like, well, you're just in Florida now. It feels weird you're in Florida even though your makeup appointment got canceled.
When we have a point of contention that is you being so overwhelmed and then you have like... 2 days in your own little condo.
But it's fine, but babe, it's not being home, right? And when you're away from home, that is my condo, love that. But it's the fact that it's not home, okay? It's not being in Pittsburgh, it's not having my it's not being in, like, you think that I'm just in Florida living my best life. And that's not what it was. I was still on the road. It is overwhelming. And it would have even added more stress to fly all the way home for 8 hours to sleep and then fly to work the next day. Like, and you just, like, the fact that you keep bringing it up that I was just in Florida, my makeup appointment got canceled.
You brought it up. You brought this whole conversation up.
No, because you just said, oh, well, you know, you were there even though stuff got canceled.
You, this is a perfect example. When we record this and it gets edited and we listen to this back, I'm excited for you to listen from an outsider's perspective because at no point have I blamed you for anything.
No, but you just said you were going to Florida for your appointments that, you know, you didn't even need to do.
I said that is why I came across to you the way I did because I am trying to explain to you, trying to communicate to you why I felt the way I did. I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I am saying, well, in the moment, this is where my head goes. This is how
I think.
But
why you always think the worst? Always. You always think the worst.
Because you're like a cat. When you go to Florida, you're like a cat that goes into the bathroom and, like, you know they're doing something, but you're not entirely sure what they're doing.
I legitimately FaceTime you all day, every day I'm in
Florida. Why are you yelling at me?
Because you're making it seem like you don't know what I'm doing as if I'm, like, hiding from you. I'm in Florida. You know what I'm doing. I FaceTime you all day, every day. I keep in touch with you. So it's, like, really weird that you get so upset. I don't understand.
I'm not upset at all.
But you said I'm, like, you do get upset when I go. It's like this weird point of contention when I'm in Florida and I was there for appointments. You said I'm like a cat and I go into a room and you don't know what I'm doing?
It was an analogy.
How does it compare? Please tell me.
Because I don't know how much more crystal clear I could make it. You know, the cat is in the bathroom. You know where the cat is. There is a litter box in there. There's also a shower. There's a toilet. The cat could have free, like, all these different cats under the sink. I don't know. The point is, you know what they are and where they're at. And they're just secretive and they're just...
So you think I'm being secretive? Do you understand how that's weird? Like, but you think that. That's so weird.
Because you... I don't know. I can't... Maybe I can't explain it. Obviously, I can't explain it because I'm trying to and you're just getting mad.
I don't understand.
I don't know how much more clear I could be. I need quality time and physical touch. And I had none of it for 3 weeks.
Two weeks. And we saw each other on Monday and Tuesday for work.
At work.
And then in our hotel room.
It might as well...
I get it, babe, but it's not like this is a permanent thing. And I understand, and, like, you think I don't like to be with you.
I've never met anybody or been with anybody who makes me feel bad about wanting to be with them.
No, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
Because that's what it's been.
Because it's almost like this suffocating feeling sometimes where I feel like I'm doing
I want to be my wife.
Right, but babe, we don't have to spend every single second of every day together.
We don't.
But when we don't, it's like always a fight. And it's like, I was in Florida to plan the wedding and to do appointments that I had. And then I was at work. And that's out of my control.
I am just, the whole reason we got here in this conversation was because I was trying to tell you my side of this, my point of view. And it wasn't an argument. I'm not trying to win this. I'm just trying to tell you why my brain works the way that it does. And apparently that struck a nerve.
It's just because this has been like this underlying point of contention between us for the last 2 weeks.
Right.
And now it's like all imploding right here. Because I f-ing love you and I'm obsessed with you. I'm about to marry you. We're like, you're my person. But sometimes it feels like I have to be with you all day, every day. And if I'm not with you, then I have to be talking to you all day, every day. I have to be calling you. I have to be texting you. And it's like, God, and like that to me as stress and like on top of shit that I'm doing, that's the point I'm trying to make. I get where you're coming from. I understand that. And it's sweet. And I love that you like to be with me so much. And it means a lot to me. But for me, it feels like it's overwhelming sometimes when I'm trying to do for work, or I'm like, Matt's gonna get mad if I don't text him back, or I need to make sure I hear. And it's not like you don't get mad.
You make it sound like I'm some sort of weird abusive. No, like, you, no. Check in with me.
Let me finish my thought here. You don't require that. It's not like you're like, if you don't text me back, I'm not gonna talk to you. It's not, but it's this feeling that I get where I'm like, oh my God, I haven't texted. Let me see. Okay. And now, because if I don't, then I feel like you're going to get mad. And you don't do this where it's like, it's not some weird abusive thing or like anything like that. I'm not trying to say that.
That's what it sounds like.
But it's this feeling I get because, again, you need quality time. You need physical touch. And when we're not together, it's this overwhelming sense of like, oh my God, I have to make sure I make up for that because we're not together. And that is my whole point in this. I get what you're saying. That's your love language. That's what you need, right? And I can't give that to you when I'm at work or when I'm on the road. So on top of me already being stressed, whether it's me going to my hair appointment or whether me doing my shit that I've been doing for the wedding, if that's what I'm doing, you're not trying to stress me out. But me, on top of knowing we're not together, knowing that you require physical touch and quality time and we don't have that because I'm on the road, now it's this overwhelming sense that I'm like, oh my God, I have to make sure I make up for that to him because he's going to get overwhelmed because we're not together.
I'm not overwhelmed at all. I haven't.
We're not overwhelmed, or you're going to be upset, or you're going to feel the way you've been feeling.
What I do is when I, it takes usually about 3 days to escalate to the point where I go, all right, F this. Because I try to, just out of normal conversation, I don't have a million friends. I don't have people around to talk to. Yeah. So if I have something on my mind, I need to get it out. And there are only a handful of places that I can do it. My best friend lives on the other side of the world right now. Mm-hmm. My other best friend works full time. He's got a marriage of his own. I don't have a whole lot of options of people to discuss. Even if it's like, oh, hey, here's this funny thing that made me laugh. Who can I share it with? If it's appropriate, I'll send it to my son. But I don't have any, and I like social interaction. You always make fun of me that the only time I tweet is when you're out of town. Because that's where the social and social media finally comes into play for me. Because I'm sure. Like, here's a joke that I have. I think it's funny, but I don't know who the hell else to bounce this off of. I don't have Leah. I don't have anybody else. So, I'm going to put this out there. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But that's it. And then you're like, oh, well, you're tweeting lame things. Well, I didn't have anybody else to talk to. You do. You're like, oh, you were tweeting again. Yeah, because I didn't have anybody else. I was sitting on the couch drinking a beer. I just saw a great movie or something that made me laugh or made me think of something, some reference that I would ordinarily go, hey, babe, do you remember this thing? And you're not there. So if I, in the 3 days leading up to it, when I'm like, okay, I need to interact. I need to talk. So then finally I shut down.
Yeah.
And then you take that as I'm mad at you. And it's not that I'm angry. I just steel myself to where, well, she's wrapped up in this, that, and the other thing. I'm just going to lock up. I'm not going to engage because that's just how I work. And then you go, what's up with you? You're being weird. Why aren't you talking to me? Well, because when I wanted to talk to you, you didn't want to talk to me. So now I don't want to talk.
I didn't want to talk to you. It's just I can't respond to your texts all day, every day. But it's not realistic. Yes, you know why I'm on my phone all the time?
Because
you are always talking to me. Okay. Even like we're going to leave the studio and you're going to text me
something.
And I'm
going to not talk to you.
Oh my God. But I'm just saying, like we both have our side, right? We both have our different needs. And listen, we're not the same on how we communicate. We're not the same on the things that we both need. And that's okay. We both know each other. We both know what the other wants and the other needs. And that's why it's so easy for us to push each other's buttons sometimes because we know. And not everyone communicates the same way. And I think there's a lot of people out there that can relate. I mean, this is not at all what we were going to talk about today. And now here we are talking about it. We're invested. We're here. We're doing it. So hopefully, I mean, this can help other people with their communication when they're, because we had a conversation when I was on the road. I think it was in the middle of last week when tensions were rising because of what we're talking about now. And I made the point that when we first started dating, we were doing long distance. You were in Connecticut, I was in Florida. And our communication was great because we weren't together. So we had to be great at our communication, right? And now it's so far gone because we're together. We live together. We're together, especially through the pandemic. Like, we were together all the time. So our in-person relationship was great. And now, like, when's the last time I was on the road that long? It's been years, you know, when we were, since we've done that, when being apart. And our communication now, we realize, is lacking doing long distance. And we have to find this middle ground. I mean, not that we have to go through being away from each other 2 weeks. Though, that's pretty few and far between. That the next time we're going to do something like that, maybe if I'm like on a European tour or something. But beyond that, I don't think that, like, that's probably the longest we're going to go. So, but we do need to work on our communication when we're not together. And I own that too. You know, sometimes I'm just like, ah. And I've even told you, it's not even something I consciously do. But now that we had that conversation last week, I realized, okay, maybe I'm like purposely not responding because I feel overwhelmed. Yeah. Like, ah, leave me alone.
And I could feel it. And I was getting pissed and it was boiling inside of me. And I, at one point, had one of the several nights that I went, I'm going to bed. Good night. I laid in bed. You know, I haven't slept.
Yeah.
I have not been sleeping in these last 2 weeks. And this, I'm sure, has a lot to do with it because subconsciously it's eating at me. And I genuinely was so furious. I had my phone in my hand and I was going to call you and really let you know what was going on.
But like, so furious, why?
Because I, in the moment, felt like such a piece of garbage for wanting nothing more than to just engage and just chat and be with you. And the way you had responded, I don't even know what it was at this particular moment, but the way you responded to me made me think, this bitch is mad at me because I want to be with her. And I felt like garbage. It was like I laid in bed and I had a pit in my stomach because I was like, wow. I thought most people would be excited to have a partner who is so enamored with them at all times and not in a smothering, like, oh, kissy, huggy, I need to be, but like, you are such a huge part of my world that like, the fact that you were, I don't know if offended was the right word, or overwhelmed or whatever it was that you were feeling, what I was getting back from you was like, wow, I wasn't asking for anything other than like attention and engagement. I wasn't asking you to do anything for me. I wasn't asking you to go out of your way in any capacity. I was just like, oh, well, I haven't seen you in person in several days. Every night you go to bed at 7 p.m. So I'm like, okay, well,
I go to bed at 7 p.m.
when you were on the road.
If I get one opportunity to go to bed early.
Okay, let's not lose the forest for the trees here. It made me feel so insignificant's the word or inadequate that I was like, oh my God, this really sucks. And it was the first time in our entire relationship I've ever felt like that. And it was so overwhelming that I was like, wow, this is why, when you asked me how I'm feeling prior to the wedding, this is where my head was at. Mm-hmm. What I was like, so is this it now? Now that we're going to be married, that I'm just like, you can just shift me to the back burner and everything else takes priority because you're busy and you're career and goal oriented. And I love that about you, but at the expense of our relationship from my perspective, that's a huge problem.
Sure.
And I felt so bad laying in bed the other night and I actually talked myself out of it, which I don't know where the hell I learned that skill because I've never been able to not react. I'm so reactive. I want to pop off right then and there. I probably realized because in the mood at the moment, I would have probably done something catastrophic and said things that I could not unsay. So I let myself calm down and here we are a week later and it's still fresh. I still know what the feeling, I could still, you know, not have to look too far back in my memory and go, oh yeah, that was a really awful way to feel just for wanting nothing more than to be with the woman who's going to be my wife and just be normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wow, I guess, you know, f*** me, right? I guess okay. I'm asking for so much.
We're not asking for a lot, babe. I do not ever want to make you feel that way. And I'm sorry if that's how you felt. And that's never my intention to make you feel that way. However, I don't know how else to explain it. That's not ever my intention. I talk to you so much every day. I always make time for you, always, okay? You're at home and you didn't have a lot going on. So you have so much more time to just sit there and feel like I'm not talking to you. When I'm on the road, when I'm at work, you understand, you know what it's like when you have a million things going on. I'm never like, oh, I'm not gonna, you know, screw him. I don't wanna talk to him. You know my intentions. You know my heart. You know how much I love you. And that is not ever my intention. But you take personal offense to me not talking to you all day. When there's not one day that we didn't go at least a couple hours talking on the phone every day. And I think it's important for the listeners to hear that. We talk as soon as we wake up in the morning. We talk, I mean, if we talk once, we talk at least 5-6 times on the phone every day. On the phone.
Yeah, that's a bit generous, but okay.
Babe. Then what? Minimum 4 times? No. Because you need to understand that it's... Sometimes your definition of communication and my definition of communication are two completely different things. We talk all day, every day, but you want more because you're not getting the quality time and the physical touch. So you require more than just our conversation all day. And do we not have a thread going all day? We send each other memes. We talk to each other.
Sure.
We joke. Hey, like, I have a question about this. Like, even if it's like a 90-second conversation. Hey, babe, remember that thing, blah, 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 blah? And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, cool, bye. You know, we talk all day. But you're craving what we have when we are
right.
us. But that is not always going to be the case every day in a relationship, let alone a marriage. We're not going to have that all the time. It's impossible to have great quality time all the time. And you knew me being on the road was not a permanent thing. It was a 2-week thing. And I was trying and I was giving you everything I could, you know? So I'm understanding your perspective. And babe, I'm so sorry that you felt that way. I would never in a million years want my fiance to feel like he's inadequate. Like I'm going to cry thinking about that. I never want you to feel that way. But you have to understand I'm doing everything I can too. And that's all I'm asking is for you to not feel like it has anything to do with you. It's me being overwhelmed. It's not like me being like, mad. I want him to feel like a piece of shit. You know my heart and you know me. That's not me. And I'm not going out of my way to make you feel like a piece of shit. So I'm sorry you felt that way, but try to understand this. I'm overwhelmed too.
Sure. I get it. And I didn't think it was something you were intentionally doing. It was just like, that was the vibe I got. Was like, oh, I'm...
But apparently, you automatically go to, oh, God, I'm asking too much. I'm a piece of shit. Like, that's, but you feel like you automatically go to that rather than just being like, I know she doesn't mean it. Like, it's fine. And I'm not even being mean to you. It's not like I'm even being rude or mean. I'm just busy.
Right.
Think about when you're on the road or when you're at work or if you have a million things going on. Think about, like, when you're just carting the kids around here, there, and everywhere. You're not talking to me all day. You're not texting me back right away when you're with the kids or if you're making them dinner or if they have a baseball game or if they have practice or this or that. I understand.
Because I have quality time with someone okay. to focus my attention on.
Right, but you have something to focus your attention on, right? And I'm focusing my attention on all the shit that I was doing. Not trying to purposely ignore you. Not trying to be like, oh, f*** Matt, I hope he feels like a piece of shit. That's not... And I know you don't think that that's what I'm thinking, but I'm just saying... You had nothing to focus on. So instead you were so focused on me not being the way you needed me to be there for you.
Yeah, that's accurate. I would say that's.
But if you were doing, if you were occupied, if you were at work or if you were doing XYZ, you would probably have not felt that way. But because you were at home with not a lot of stimulation, it exacerbated. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is why I got a guitar.
Well, I mean, we just opened Pandora's box asking you how you felt.
Hey,
about
we said we were going to make this one count.
Yeah. I mean, I feel better. Do you feel better?
I will feel better when your engagement ring comes back.
We just went for it. We saw what we were going to. We don't
know. Well, I mean, this
mailbag.
Is the first face-to-face conversation we've had yeah. That it was not about work for... 2 hours prior to getting on a flight,
yeah.
Like in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So to sit here and actually do this, and we always talk about how this is cathartic and how it's our form of cheap therapy.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody listening to this can relate to it. Maybe your perspective, maybe mine, but I feel like we're not the only people on earth who've ever felt these things, considering that the love language aspect. I'm actually glad we dove into that months and months back because it helped me sort of identify what,
like why you're
why
feeling
I'm
the
feeling
way
the way I'm yeah. feeling, rather than just like, I can't explain it. I don't know. I just, it doesn't feel right. It feels off. We figured out, or I figured out, at least based on the love languages that I thought were complete nonsense, like that's actually a pretty legitimate thing.
You know what? This kind of reminds me of that fight we got into last summer. I think we got into it on the podcast when you were it was pretty much the same fight, I guess. If you think about it, when you were upset because I was overwhelmed with work and I was focusing on work, and you got into that whole thing about saying like, well, the wine is just like a hobby, you know? And we got into a big fight about that. That's essentially, that fight is like this fight. We fight about the same shit. Well, not fight, but you know, this tangent we got on. But you needing more from me and me feeling like I'm giving you everything and not being able to focus on my other shit. Or if I am focusing on other shit, you feel like you're taking it personally.
It's a detriment
yes.
to me.
Yes. This is our thing. This is our our issue. And I mean, there's way worse issues to have. And I think we do a pretty good job at navigating it. And it's nice to at least get it out and talk about it, because it's obviously been weighing on both of us the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Step one is identifying the problem. Step two is washing it off.
I didn't even sing today.
Good.
I need to get a little song.
This is heavy. Now people will have a month to get caught up and digest. Oh, and by the way, if for some reason you're one of the three listeners of Bear With Us podcast that has not checked out Corey and Carmella, please go do so. It is still available on WWE's official YouTube page. It's all a big playlist. It's all conveniently packaged in one place for you to enjoy. Hopefully, we will have some cool news and developments regarding that when we come back. Because I don't even know if you know, I've got conversations and discussions scheduled for while we're in Dallas. Oh. As far as things that could be potentially coming down the pipeline.
For us?
Yeah.
How come you haven't told me that?
Because you've been in Florida.
Oh my God, off about Florida. You hate Florida. You just hate sunshine. You just like being in Pittsburgh where it's dark and dreary and there's no sun. That is our problem here. If you had some sunshine in your life, maybe you would be a little happier. You feel me, dog?
Do you have anything important to tell the people before you come back as a married woman?
Yeah, send help. SOS. What is Morse code for get me a fucking margarita?
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.